Touche. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Touche. Ugh. Okay, it's just Jeff. I'm coming to you just from my apartment. Jen's not here. Jen is in New Jersey creating a show, an original Christopher Durang show. It's very exciting. However, I just recorded a solo podcast, and, like, I was being funny, so I was picking up the microphone like I was a stand-up. And the microphone came out, and it caused the entire, it caused my garage band to freeze up and have a beach ball, and then, long story short, I lost GarageBand. I lost it. Oh my gosh. You guys, what a bummer. I lost that entire thing where I was talking. Oh my gosh. I don't even really remember what I was saying. And it's all gone now. No. I'm so embarrassed, especially because it was just a dumb bit where I was picking up the microphone. Okay, well, hi, touche, it's Jeff. Oh, man. Oh, gosh. Well, listen, art is ephemeral sometimes, okay? And the art that I just created, and I do call it art, I call this podcast art, the art that I just created is gone. It is in the ether. It is in another time, another place. What a bummer. But I am still here. And the great thing about art is that, or not about art, but about humans, is that we are not, you know, like our creativity is not, a non-renewable resource. All right? My creativity is a renewable resource. Oh, okay, so I think, okay, let me try and piece back what I was saying. Okay, I was saying that I feel, because I had to transcribe, I've been doing stand-up lately, and I've been transcribing the things that I did to see what jokes worked and what jokes didn't work. By the way, a lot of them did not work. Anyway, you know, because that's art. It's not only a renewable resource, it's also sometimes a poor quality resource. Anyway, I was listening to myself on a little recorder, and I was feeling like my voice, I feel like I should try and speak in the mask. I feel like really good actors speak in the mask. Don't you find that they speak sort of like this? Like, instead of this, where I sound very dry. I feel like I need moisture. You know what I mean? And I'm not especially dry. Although, maybe, hold on just a second. Hold on. I'm gonna just have a little water. Is that all it was? Am I just dry? No. No, I just have a weird voice. So I think I need to speak. I need to speak in the mask. Where the nose is in, where the sound is emanating from the nose. Speak in the mask. Neil and I always talk about people who are professional singers and how they always sort of have this speaking voice that's in the mask so that their chords aren't hurt. Mask. Mask. Anyway, I was talking about that. I was saying I wish I spoke in the mask. Also, I mean, I'm kind of making it sound funny, but I do think, do I sound sort of nerdy when I speak in the mask? I think maybe I sound nerdy. Hello, nerdy. Anyhow, hi, how are you? Ugh, I'm saying hi and it's 5 minutes in. Okay. So, my big thing right now that I'm dealing with is that I finished my play. I finished Bright Colors and Bold Patterns. And everyone is like, oh, congratulations. Did you finish yet? And I'm like, yeah, it's over. And then they're like, well, what are you doing now? And I'm like, okay, realty. I don't have anything. Nothing. I don't, nothing. I don't have anything. So, so people are saying that, which is super kind. Totally kind. They're just, you know, taking an interest in me, which is super, super kind. But I'm like, I don't have a really good response. Because, like, if you just say, like, nothing, nothing, then people are like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. You know, and they, like, touch the top of your hand, you know, like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And I don't want that. You know what I mean? Like, because not that big of a deal. So I don't want that. But, like, I don't really know how to say it. So I was thinking, like, so what I've been trying to say for the last few weeks is I've been trying to say, like, you know, not much going on, nothing happening, but I'm full of hope. I'm full of hope. And, you know, I guess I am. I guess I'm full of hope. So I'm like, I'm full of hope. And people are always like, oh, I'm so sorry. And they're responding in the same way. So I thought saying I was full of hope would help, but it didn't. So I thought maybe I'd ask our listeners, since a lot of us are actors, and since most actors don't ever know what is coming up after, maybe you all have answers. What do you say? What do you say? What's weird is that even actors ask me that, and I say I don't know, and they're like, I'm so sorry. And then they'll be like, me too, I'm in the same boat. And I'm like, oh, well, then why'd you say you're so sorry? Maybe because they care. Maybe because they care. It's nice that they care. You ever been in a play with people and, like, the one actor that does have something lined up afterward is always being like, what's next for you? What's next for you? And you know that they're just saying that so that you can be like, what's next for you? The one time I had something lined up afterwards, I did ask these two guys that, and they both, like, rolled their eyes and looked at me, and I was like, oh, my God. I'm asking you that so that you'll ask me what I have up next. And, you know, whatever. Sometimes it's good to realize that you're a wretched human being. Sometimes it's good to realize that. So Jen is at the McCarter right now in rehearsals. She's doing her show, and I was talking to her via email and texting. Texty, texty, texty. And she was saying that she's not thinking about the show as like what the outcome of the show is or like, you know, what it'll be like on stage or whatever. Right now she's just super focusing on the process. You know what I mean? She's just being like, I'm in rehearsal. I'm doing this role that no one else has ever done before. I'm a part of deciding what do I like about this. You know, what is the best choice for this? What is the best choice for that? Blah, blah, blah. And I just thought that was so great that she's, like, really focusing on the process. Oh, no, hold on. Oh, hold on. Oh. Oh. Hi, do you want to come in? Come in. You could be on the podcast. Come in. Come be on the podcast. Oh my goodness, what a special treat. A guest. A guest. A guest named Beverly. Beverly Antonia Grace Jones Goldberg Hiller is here. Famed cat actress. Social media star. Beverly Antonia Grace Jones Goldberg Hiller. Oh my gosh, she's climbing in the box that has the microphone. Oh. What an adorable little baby. What an adorable little squeak box baby. Okay, so. Now see, if I hadn't done that bit with the microphone, we'd be done by now. And Beverly wouldn't be here. So, there's the benefit. Anyhow, Jen said she was focusing on just the process of developing this show, and I thought that was so beautiful, and so I'm taking from that that I'm just focusing on the process of having time to be free, having time to write, having time to play with my cat. Where'd she go? So I'm... Oh, hi. There you are. So I'm with you, Jen. I'm with you. I'm focusing on the beauty of this moment when I have free time, when I am being creative, when I'm writing. I mean, I'm not writing that much if I'm being completely honest. But I'm focusing on the beauty of the ability to write. And so maybe that's what I need to tell people. Maybe that's what I need to tell people. Or is that going to be one of those things where it's like, okay, the Lady Death protests too much. And people are like, what's coming up next? And I'm like, nothing's coming up next, but I'm really focusing on how wonderful it is to have free time. That might be a little bit much. That might be a bit much. Oh, get off. Oh, she's walking on the computer. I feel like she pressed a button that made the sound different, but how is that possible? Okay, well. Do you feel like the sound is different? I'm going to just end this now. Let's just end this charade, shall we? Let's end this charade. Come here. Say hello to the people. Say hello. Oh, yeah. Oh, she's kissing. She's sniffing the microphone. Oh. Yeah. Oh, you're tapping at it. Good for you. Very good, Beverly. Oh, guess what? Oh, sorry. There's this, you know, I really have named her, that her middle name is Grace Jones. And guess what? This week I found out. Grace Jones, her middle name is Beverly. I mean, that's some kismet. That's some kismet. Oh, you got purr. Oh, that's so nice. They love to hear you purr. Yes. Yes, they do. Ah, so see, it's time to focus on the wonderful... Oh. A wonderful gift. A wonderful gift of time with your little cat baby. And of New York City's addiction to arson. I mean, addiction. Okay, oh, she's on my shoulder. All right, touche. It's lonely without Jen. It's lonely. I hope you all are great, and I hope that you will tweet at me your suggestions on how to answer the question, what's next? What's next for you? Oh, also, I really enjoyed your suggestions for book club, and this is the book club that I am suggesting. You crazy, girl. You crazy. The book club suggestion that we're going to do by next week is this really amazing book. Hold on. I'm getting it. The book is The World Only Spins Forward. It's by Isaac Butler and Dan Coyce. Dan Coyce, who, by the way, randomly I know. Because he used to do UCB. Now he's a big editor at Slate. And that's the book that I'm reading. And that's the book that I'm going to discuss next Wednesday. Since Jen still won't be here. That's going to be our first book club. It's going to be a mini book club. But if there are any actors in New York City who hear this. And who will have the ability to read the book by next Wednesday. Okay. Let me know. The World Only Spins Forward. And if you haven't seen Angels in America, Jen already said how great it is. I went and saw it It's so great. It's super, super, super great. And I know on the last podcast I was talking about how I didn't like that only sexy people are allowed to be Pryor now. But I thought Andrew Garfield did well. And unlike Jen Harris, I still believe that Andrew Garfield is considered a sexy person. Anyone who is cast as Spider-Man is not Fugs. That's my opinion. You want to go in the sock drawer? Go in the sock drawer. Oh, she's in the sock drawer. It's real cute. Okay, so the world only spins forward. The Ascent of Angels in America. It is the oral history of the development of the show. And by Isaac Butler and Dan Coyce. If you can read it and you live in New York City and you're free next Wednesday, tweet at me and we will have a book club. We'll have a book club. Let's have a book club. Have a book club. Let's have a book club. I'm trying to do a parody to Let's Have a Kiki, but I don't actually know the song well enough to fill out all the words. I don't know. Here's something. If you haven't ever seen it, it's worth a quick googs, okay? Get on YouTube and look up the Glee version of Let's Have a Kiki. It takes place at Thanksgiving. They do a mashup with Turkey Lurkey Time from Promises Promises. Sarah Jessica Parker is heavily featured, as is Shangela. Drag Race alum and fan fave Shangela is in it. Not as Shangela. She's just like a drag queen who's there. And they're singing Let's Have a Kiki, and then all of a sudden Lea Michele starts singing It's Turkey Lurkey Time. And it's not good, but it's not good in an interesting way. Check it out. Check it out. Do yourself the favor and check out Turkey Lurkey Time. From Glee, and you can tweet at me about that too, because it is crazy. Oh my God, I kind of want to look it up right now. Okay, let's have a Kiki Glee. Oh, apparently I've looked it up before.
Okay. Oh, it's her now.
This rain.
No cabs, nowhere.
So I had to put on the wig and heels. She's not wearing a wig, by the way. I mean, I'm sure she's wearing extensions, but this is SJP. I think she's playing like a Vogue editor. I don't know. This is way too deep into the show where I wasn't watching anymore. Okay, they're in a downtown loft. Like, no way that... I think they're students. How do they afford this? I don't know. Is that Lena Hall? I don't think so, but maybe... Let's have a Kiki. Okay. Oh, Shangela. Work. Work. Honey. Okay, here's a hot guy. I think maybe he's supposed to be dating one of or two of them. It's Kurt and Lea Michele, whatever. Rachel. Oh, ooh, lots of handwork. It's very like Spring Awakening original production. Like lots of arms. Let's have a Kiki. Okay, hey, Shangela. Honestly, her looks on Drag Race All-Stars are so much better than the look in this one. Huh. Oh, my God. Watch this. Watch this. Tell me if that's Lena Hall. You know, the Tony winner from Hedwig? Oh my God. They didn't even do the dance section. That's the best part of Turkey Lurkey Time. Oh my God. Lea Michele just said, hunty. Everything is wrong with that. Okay, so green dress. Tell me if that's Lena Hall. Purple dress is absolutely Shangela. I'm positive. Oh, Neil Patrick Harris, Sugar Daddy from Hedwig, is the next video to be played. And RuPaul's doing the intro. It's all coming together. I don't know why I'm watching YouTube videos while I'm recording a podcast. That seems inappropriate. Anyway, I'm going to let you all go. I would like for us to discuss The World Only Spins Forward, The Ascent of Angels in America by Isaac Butler and Dan Coyce next week on the podcast. So get out and read those books. We're going to have a book club. Much love to everyone. Touché. It's turkey lurkey time. Oh my God, that was classic. Touché.